Proverbs 10:15 says, "The rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty." Now, as we've pointed out before, whenever you see the word wealth or wealthy in Scripture, you need to understand that in most cases, the context is speaking of what we would call well-off or middle class. We're not talking about Bill Gates type of wealth in most cases, and I believe that's true here. If you don't rely on the charity of others to survive, you were considered of some wealth prior to the 20th century. And if you don't understand how that can be, you simply need to read and study more world history. At the same time, to be poor meant that you were in need of assistance. You relied on the charity of others to survive. You imagine, here in America anyway, if welfare recipients lost their welfare checks and their food stamps and health care permanently, within a few weeks, poverty would become real to all of our eyes. I'm not promoting the welfare state. The fact is there's a lot of able-bodied people who could and should then begin to work. Sadly, some would turn to crime. Then you'd see who was left would be the truly needy or poor. And sadly, some Christians think that being poor is a spiritual gift. But if you look long and hard, you'll never see poverty listed among the spiritual gifts in Scripture. And that sounds funny, but it really is a fact that I've seen many through the years, people who, sadly, they're lazy or unmotivated or they're just bad stewards with their money. And they just love to ignore the real causes of their poverty. And they pretend that they were financially at loss because of the Lord. It's like he has some wonderful, mysterious plan for making me poor. But did the Lord plan for you not to tithe to his work, robbing yourself of his blessings? Did the Lord plan for you not to tithe to your own savings account? Did the Lord plan for you to spend thousands of dollars on everything from cable TV to video game consoles, games, DVDs and downloads, and the most expensive iPhones or Android phone you can find with all the expensive apps and such, a house you can't afford, a car or cars you can't afford, other things like boats and bikes and campers and jet skis and all that? Did the Lord plan for you to not develop a useful skill so that you would be needed and people would want to hire you and pay you well? I'm just asking the questions that I found few poor Christians ask themselves as questions I asked myself years ago. There are times when life hits you hard. People are knocked down financially through no fault of their own, and I don't want to be misunderstood. But even then, it's usually because of sin, the wickedness that causes a business to shut down and lay off workers. NAFTA, I lost a job because of that, a job I loved. And then I lost actually two jobs as a result of that. And that's all because of globalism and world government. And you have other government waste that causes inflation and hidden taxation like the Fed and our Federal Reserve System. And then there's times where a family member causes poverty. They commit a crime and go to prison, leaving the rest of the family destitute. There's times where children just leave their elderly parents to linger at the end of their lives. There's all kinds of examples that we could go into. But the Bible never says it's God's design to make us poor. What it does say is that God will take care of the truly poor, those who couldn't do what God says to better themselves, God will take care of. Luke 6:20-21 says, "And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh." So God promises to take care of the poor, but he never commands us to be poor. He never encourages us to be poor. He never even accommodates those who are poor because of their own choices. And that's why the destruction of the poor is their poverty. This is a proverb about choices. It's not about the poor who are suffering due to no fault of their own. It's about those who refuse to live by God's word. And it's about the consequences of those choices.